Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AI Ethics by Mark Koeckelberg is a concise, concept-driven guide to the moral and political questions raised by contemporary artificial intelligence. Written for the MIT Press Essential Knowledge series, it surveys how AI systems shape decisions in workplaces, healthcare, policing, media, and daily life, while also challenging readers to think beyond engineering fixes. Koeckelberg frames AI not as a neutral tool, but as a socio-technical practice embedded in institutions, values, and power. The book introduces key ethical themes such as fairness, accountability, transparency, privacy, and human autonomy, and connects them to broader philosophical debates about responsibility, agency, and what it means to live well with intelligent machines. It also emphasizes that AI ethics is not only about preventing harm, but about democratic governance and shared futures. As a compact overview, it helps readers navigate the fast-moving AI landscape without losing sight of enduring ethical questions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from technical artifacts to socio-technical systems, a central move in the book is to treat AI as part of a socio-technical system rather than a standalone technology. Ethical issues do not arise only from algorithms, but from how systems are designed, deployed, funded, and used in specific social contexts. This perspective shifts attention from isolated model behavior to the surrounding pipeline, data collection practices, labeling decisions, product incentives, organizational culture, procurement processes, and downstream impacts on real people. It also highlights that values enter AI long before deployment, through choices about what to optimize, what to measure, and whose goals matter. By framing AI as embedded in institutions, the book makes it easier to see why purely technical solutions often fall short. For example, adding interpretability tools may not address incentives that reward speed over care, or policies that enable harmful uses. The socio-technical framing also opens the door to interdisciplinary methods, philosophy to clarify concepts like autonomy and dignity, social science to study impacts and power relations, and law and policy to define responsibilities. Readers learn to ask not only does the model work, but who benefits, who is burdened, and what forms of accountability are realistic. Secondly, fairness, bias, and the politics of classification. The book addresses fairness and bias as more than statistical errors, emphasizing that classification is inherently normative. AI systems sort people into categories for credit, hiring, insurance, education, and policing, and these categories can amplify historical inequities. Koeckelberg's approach encourages readers to question the assumptions baked into datasets and labels, including what counts as success, risk, merit, or normal. Ethical evaluation therefore involves asking whether a system reinforces unjust social structures, even if it meets a formal fairness metric. The discussion also draws out trade-offs among competing fairness definitions and the difficulty of choosing one without a value judgment. This leads to a political dimension. Deciding which fairness goal to prioritize is not only a technical choice, but a governance question that should involve affected communities and legitimate institutions. The book pushes readers to consider structural remedies, such as changing policies and institutional practices, rather than treating bias as a bug that can be patched. It also suggests that accountability requires clarity about who is responsible when harms occur: developers, deployers, data providers, managers, and regulators, each with different obligations. Thirdly, transparency, explainability, and accountability in practice. Another key topic is how transparency and explainability relate to responsibility. The book treats opacity as a practical and moral problem. People subject to automated decisions may be unable to understand, challenge, or appeal outcomes, while organizations may hide behind complexity to avoid blame. Koeckelberg highlights that transparency is not one thing. It can mean technical interpretability for engineers, procedural transparency about how decisions are made, or institutional transparency about goals, error rates, and oversight. Explainability, similarly, can be aimed at different audiences and purposes, such as user understanding, legal compliance, or internal debugging. The ethical challenge is to connect these tools to accountability mechanisms that actually work. A system can be explainable, yet still unfair, or transparent, yet still abusive. The book therefore links transparency to governance, documentation, audits, impact assessments, human review processes, and clear lines of responsibility. It also raises the risk of performative ethics, where organizations produce reports and dashboards without changing incentives or practices. Readers come away with a more grounded view of what transparency can realistically deliver and why it must be paired with enforceable standards, rights to contest decisions, and organizational willingness to accept responsibility. Fourthly, Privacy, surveillance, and the reshaping of social life. AI ethics is inseparable from data ethics, and the book explores how pervasive data collection enables both beneficial applications and new forms of surveillance. AI systems often depend on large-scale personal data, behavioral traces, and inferred attributes, which can erode privacy even when direct identifiers are removed. Coeckelberg's ethical lens emphasizes that privacy is not only an individual preference, but a condition for freedom, trust, and democratic participation. When workplaces monitor productivity with automated analytics, or cities deploy facial recognition, the issue extends beyond consent to questions of power and coercion. People may feel forced to accept intrusive practices to keep jobs, access services, or move through public space. The book also encourages readers to consider how surveillance changes behavior, creating chilling effects and narrowing the space for experimentation and dissent. Beyond traditional privacy harms, AI-driven prediction can enable manipulation, discrimination, and social sorting. Addressing these risks requires more than better security. It calls for limits on data collection, restrictions on high-risk uses, and institutional oversight. The broader message is that protecting privacy helps protect human agency and the social conditions needed for meaningful autonomy. Lastly, human agency, moral responsibility, and the future of AI governance, the book examines how AI challenges concepts of agency and responsibility. When systems recommend actions, generate content, or automate decisions, human operators may defer to machines, diffusing responsibility across teams and technologies. Coeckelberg invites readers to resist the idea that responsibility disappears in complex systems. Instead, ethical analysis should map responsibilities across roles and organizations, ensuring that someone can be held answerable for outcomes. The topic also includes concerns about autonomy and human control. AI can support decision-making, but it can also narrow choices through nudging, ranking, and personalization. The ethical question becomes how to design and govern AI so that it enhances rather than diminishes human capabilities and democratic self-determination. The book situates these issues within governance debates, including the limits of voluntary principles and the need for rules, oversight, and public participation. It encourages thinking about ethics as a collective project, not only an individual virtue of designers. Readers are guided toward a future-oriented stance, anticipating harms, involving stakeholders, and building institutions that can adapt to evolving technologies. The result is a framework for understanding AI ethics as ongoing social negotiation about what kind of society we want. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want a clear, philosophically informed overview of AI ethics without needing a technical background. Students, journalists, policy professionals, product managers, and engineers who are new to ethical analysis can use it to orient themselves quickly, while more experienced readers can benefit from its insistence that the hardest problems are social and political, not merely computational. The main life benefit is improved judgment. The book helps readers recognize how AI systems influence opportunities, rights, and everyday choices, and it provides a vocabulary for asking better questions about fairness, accountability, privacy, and power. That makes it useful for evaluating tools at work, participating in public debates, or contributing to responsible AI practices inside organizations. Compared with many similar books that focus mainly on checklists, compliance, or technical bias mitigation, this one stands out for integrating ethical theory with practical realities of deployment and governance. Its compact format also makes it a high-value purchase. Readers get a structured map of key issues and a defensible way to think about trade-offs, responsibilities, and institutional design, which can then guide deeper study or concrete action. If you would like to support Mark Coeckelberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.